Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America, a party book. Maybe this week we should say, welcome to the Holy Spirit of America. With the Passover celebration of God protecting his chosen people, at the same time when the Son of God begins to suffer for our sins, we are reminded that we will pass this way on a journey to heaven. Like Christ, we too suffer, die, and hopefully rise to paradise to live forever with the ones we love. We have a friend born of the same faith who forgets the hard work and love and sacrifice made by nuns who raised us as second mothers. She blames them for the Spanish Inquisition and the Borgias, the popes, who sold indulgences, all the gold in Spanish cathedrals. She forgets those cathedrals were built by poor hands who loved Christ one brick at a time. That is our religion, Christ and the people who love him as he loves us. I do not worship a rabbit, a painted egg, or a red-nosed reindeer. I worship the creator of the universe, so vast that we don't know if it ever ends. However, I did ask my wife about our friend who is down on our church. When I say our, all of us, the three of us, should we break the news to her that there's no Santa Claus? Or will that cause a rupture? Celebrate the resurrection as if it is yours. Happy Pesach. Happy resurrection. Welcome to the Spirit of America party. Okay, we're going to read a little bit about the pro-life news. I got all baby pictures up there tonight. 10 years ago today, Terri Schiavo lived her last day. And then she was starved to death. It took her 13 days to starve. Do you know that starvation is one of the cruelest forms of punishment you can do to a human being? Second issue is there's a bill that would allow murder charges in case like the woman in Colorado who cut the unborn baby 7 months old out of her mother and then killed the baby. And you know that I saw the mealy-mouthed the prosecutor explaining why she won't be charged with the murder of the child because we can't prove that the child could have survived on its own. I'd like to give that prosecutor the same opportunity and see if he gives us a second opinion. Yeah. IRS says abortions are eligible. If you abort your child, you can get a tax deduction. But stillborn babies, there's no deduction. What do you got to do? You got to say you killed it? Woman kills her infant in restaurant bathroom. I put my hand over his mouth to put him to sleep. Wonderful. Wonderful. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave. Okay. So having said that, let's see what other news we got. I don't want to weigh heavy on your conscience. You saw the video about the baby clapping and the mother is singing. If you, I can't remember the words. If you're happy and you want to show it, clap your hands. And the baby's clapping his hands. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. They should show that in back of some scum professor who is telling his class that life doesn't begin until the baby exits the womb. And they should show that video up there with the mother singing. Yeah. Okay. I don't have much regard for professors, as you can tell. I'm not impressed with them. Most of them are atheists and communists. Yeah. And don't tell me you got a college degree because I'm not impressed. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I thought the sun rose and set on college graduates. But not anymore. They come out of there with no God. What good is that? You're never going to get to the next universe. Okay, I got my slogan is can't lose with Cruz. And the good news tonight, as a matter of fact, I should call it up because I pre-recorded it. Maybe when I play the next tune, I'll go look for it. But the good news tonight is that the assistant advisor to the president of Iran has jumped ship and he is asking for asylum in Switzerland. And he was there for the negotiations. And he says Obama is more pro-Iranian than the Iranians are. And that the Obama is intimidating the European participants to go along with whatever the Iranians want. How's that? Our president the guy who hated us from day one. His first trip overseas, he denounced the United States. And you sat there, and I sat there, and we couldn't believe what he was saying. And now, after 7 years, he's lost the entire world. The entire world. And you know that the Pakistanis are now coming in with troops on the side of the Saudis. Okay? So while John Kerry is giving away the United States to Iran and letting them have nukes, the Pakistanis are committing troops and blood to fight alongside the Saudis in the take back of Yemen. Now, what else do the Pakistanis have that they could contribute to the protection of Saudi Arabia? They have nukes. I think they got 200 nukes. They got the same amount as Israel, I think. Okay? And Iran doesn't have one yet. Think about that. So, having said that, I'm going to give you a tune. And let me see if we can find something nice. I did like the Everly Brothers tune I played last night. It was beautiful. You know what we'll do? We'll do... Well, I was going too fast here. We did a... Oh, here's one about a guy that lost his girl. And he's asking God for help.
Answer me, Lord above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, oh Lord. She was mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, oh Lord. If she's happier without me, don't tell her I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me, oh Lord. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you.
What's happening in this Cuba communist appeasement program introduced by the Communist Party, formerly the Democrats, is the undoing of the protection of the United States. Fidel Castro nearly started World War III. He got to the point that he scared the life out of Khrushchev. And that's why Khrushchev, I think, pulled the missiles out, not because of American power, but because of what Castro might do to drag his country into World War III. And we learned after the Bay of Pigs and after Cuban Missile Crisis that the Soviets had atomic weapons that could take the Marines off the beaches. And we didn't know that at the time. We were standing tall. So now the Democrats have run in. This goes back to Clinton's kidnapping of Elian Gonzalez. Castro wanted the boy back, and Clinton said, I'll give him back to you for future favors. I will call upon you to do me a solid. This is my version. And so he sent in his stormtroopers, and he attacked Miami on Holy Saturday, which is coming up. And his stormtroopers stomped grandmothers holding holy pictures and rosaries. And CNN called them terrorists. CNN, Communist News Network. Now it's payback time. Obama has picked up the phone. He said, Castro, we're going to save you. We know you're going broke. We know your people have no food. They're eating still life paintings. And the boycotts have worked. And we're going to tell the dopey Americans that they failed. And it's time to heal. Heal America, actually weld America to communism. So, the first thing they did was NBC News went down there and set up shop. And they started broadcasting. And now American businesses are going down there to cash in, to ride the gravy train. And, of course, all the politicians will now get taken care of by lobbies. And nobody is asking, what about the Cubans? How about you give us the Cubans who tortured American veterans in Vietnam? Why are they not asking about giving those murderers and butchers? Can you imagine the beatings that GIs got at the Hanoi Hilton at the hands of Cuban officers showing their intelligence gathering skills? Cuban war crimes against American POWs. Cuban officials under diplomatic cover in Hanoi during the Vietnam War brutally tortured and killed American POWs, and Obama's now in bed with them. He's giving them hickeys on the neck. Beat senseless in a research. You want to hear that story? There's a whole bunch of them here. And I got something else to tell you. There is a book, and you can get it on Amazon. You can download a video for $2. Let me first tell you. Well, you download a video for $2, and it's called, it's two words. And it's called Nobody Listened. Nobody Listened. If you go to Amazon and type in Nobody Listened, you'll see. And the book and the video has a picture, a drawing of a tongue being cut in half with the scissors. It doesn't, it's not gory, but it just shows you the symbol of a scissors and a tongue. And what's interesting about it, this is testimony given by communist Cubans, not Cuban Cubans, communist, hardcore communist Cubans who fought with Castro, who were Castro's top echelon people, and they all did between 18 and 20 years in prison, charged with Mickey Mouse charges, because they said this revolution is not going the way you promised. It's an hour and 40 minutes of people's testimony. And then you'll see what a rat this guy is. And the only ones that would be in bed with him are other rats of the same ilk. So let's go back to our own boys, American veterans and American soldiers in Vietnam, Air Force pilots in Vietnam, anybody that was captured by the VC and brought to torture camps. Cuban officials under diplomatic cover in Hanoi during the war brutally tortured and killed American POWs, who they beat senseless in a research program sanctioned by the North Vietnamese. This was dubbed the Cuba Program by the Department of Defense. And just like that POW flag still flies for guys that never came home, okay, and the government told us there was none left, they also covered this up too, the Cuba Program by the Department of Defense, and DOD, and the CIA, and it involved 19 American POWs, some repost state 20. Recent declassified CIA and DOD intelligence accounts obtained from the Freedom of Information Act reveal the extent of Cuba's involvement. Cuba was in Africa. Castro went all over the world to spread communism. He should be on trial today. The objective of the interrogators was to obtain a total submission of prisoners. Do you know that during the Korean War, you got to see the Manchurian Candidate. You got to go get the Manchurian Candidate with Frank Sinatra and Angela Lansbury and Lawrence Harvey. You got to see that movie to understand how diabolical communists are. And how worldwide they are, how international they are. Ronald Reagan brought the wall down, but when the wall came down, it brought a lot of KGB agents here to the USA. According to former POW Air Force Colonel Donald Digger O'Dell, two POWs left behind in the camp were broken but alive when he and other prisoners were released in 1973. They were too severely tortured by Cuban interrogators to be released. The Vietnamese didn't want the world to see what they had done to them. How would you like to be one of those two guys? The saddest part of being an American is to be left behind by your fellow Americans. That is the biggest heartbreak you will ever experience in your life. And you think about those guys on that rooftop in Benghazi, waiting. They had laser painted the mortar platoon that was down below and sending rounds up to the roof. And they were just waiting for a C-130 to do a flyby or a jet plane, which could have been there in 40 minutes from Aviano Air Force Base. You think about that. They were abandoned. And you know what the Uniform Code of Military Justice says about a commander who abandons troops? He should get the firing squad. You think that this president, the killer from Kenya, you think he's going to get the firing squad? Not a guy that promotes traitors from private to sergeant. No, the fix is in, man. Your country's for sale. Just ask Hillary to give you the donation list from the foreign countries that bought her loyalty. POWs released during Operation Homecoming in 1973 were told not to talk about third country interrogations. This thing is very sensitive with all kinds of diplomatic ramifications. Hence, the torture and murder of American POWs by the Cubans was swept under the rug by the U.S. government. That's all they do. It's a cover-up government. The Cuban program was initiated around August 1967 at the Kulak POW camp, known as the Zoo, a former French movie studio on the southwestern edge of Hanoi. The American POWs gave their Cuban torturers the names Fidel, Chico, Pancho, and Garcia. The Vietnamese camp commander was given the name The Lump because of the fatty tumor growth he had in the middle of his forehead. Intelligence and debriefing reports reveal that testing torture methods were of primary interest. The Russians did this to American POWs capturing Korea. And I ran across a story once about a guy who was capturing Korea that was seen in Kazakhstan. And Jimmy from Brooklyn says they used them for psychological testing because they wanted to get into the American psyche to figure out how to break Americans easier. And they succeeded. Intelligence and torture Cuban program was described in debriefing reports as a professional interrogator, and a second team member was described as looking like a Czech, Chico. The Czechoslovakians they're also in the drug trade with the Russians and the Chinese to bring dope to the United States. That dope is considered chemical warfare, and tonight they're delivering heroin to your children. The Cubans has, and we lost the war. We can't even keep the border. We can't even keep people from walking over the border. How are you going to stop drugs? It's finished, man. We're finished. You don't have one politician with two big liberty bells to stand up and say enough is enough. The Cubans has the authority to order North Vietnamese to torture American POWs. The Vietnamese catered to the Cubans. According to a January 20th night, Obama is sleeping with Castro, and we're not getting any. Look what the Jews did. They went to Argentina and got Eichmann for killing their people. And we're not doing anything about these communists that were killing our people. How would you like to be one of those two guys tortured so bad and you look so bad that they don't want to release you because it would be bad publicity? So you know that those two guys died. You know that. Once nobody asked for them, they probably died. According to January 20th, 76, in deposition, Marge Van Beck of DIA, DI Resources and Installation Division, MIA, PW Branch, states she was told by the Air Force that the CIA had identified Fidel. Since the CIA and the FBI has not released all documentation relevant to the Cuban program, now, why aren't we doing it right now to upset the apple cart with this communist president and his communist party making love to communists in Cuba? They're going to give you the BS. Well, once they know, once they taste freedom, they'll all want it. Yeah. Yeah, but that's not the real reason they're doing it. That's the reason they're telling you. There were no copies of any photographs accompanying the Defense Department's report to Congress. Several other documents corroborate the CIA analysts identified two Cuban military attaches. And we got names. So we need these two guys, Eduardo Morjan Estevez and Luis Perez Jaén. Okay, so these two guys, we should have, their names should be on a list we hand over to the Cubans. Say, we want these two guys. You're going to get millions of dollars. Give us these two guys. Who had backgrounds that seemed to correspond with information on Fidel and Chico. Reportedly, in 77 and 78, Estevez served under diplomatic cover as a brigadier general at the United Nations in New York, and no attempt was made to either arrest or expel him. How's that? We've been wussified over a long period of time. We are a sissy nation. Free in the home of the brave. Now we're the land of the freaks and the home of the broke. And let's see what else it says. However, unless the Cubans were overconfident, it is highly unlikely that those who participated in the Cuban program would have used their actual names when they went to Vietnam, since it is a standard practice in undercover operations to use new identities. According to an expert on Cuba, Fidel's profile fits that of Cuban Dr. Miguel and Angel Bustamante O'Leary, holy crap, president of the Cuban Medical Association, a DPMO's compilation lists of Professor Jose Bustamante, who was the president of the Pan American Medical Confederation. I bet you he met Michael Moore. Dr. Miguel Bustamante is said to be an expert at extracting confessions through torture, and he was compared to Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi. Chico's profile fits that of Major Fernando Vecino Alegret, described in two intelligence reports as being un-Cuban in appearance. Makes one wonder if he was a Cuban or a block officer, possibly Czech, in Cuban uniform. He has studied in the USSR, and his Spanish does not sound like Cuban Spanish. He was active in the Rebel Youth Association, AJR, and Union of Young Communists. You can find them in any college today in the United States. His background would give him a natural tie-in to the International Communist Youth Training Center and the Vietnamese Interrogation Center in Cuba. It would also explain the observation and the participation in the Cuban program by young Vietnamese officer trainees. Why isn't John McCain talking about this? According to POW debriefing reports, the lump told a group of POWs that the Cuban program was a Hanoi University psychological study. Torture and murder of American POWs in Nam by Cubans. An unconscionable precedent, and this is in direct violation of the Geneva Convention. The only one that follows the Geneva Convention is ours. The beatings. We go into the beatings. Fidel called one of the American POWs the faker. However, he wasn't faking. He was one of three American POWs who had already been beaten senseless by Fidel and his cohorts. The sight of the prisoner stunned Bomar. He stood transfixed, trying to make himself believe that human beings could so batter another human being. The man could barely walk. He shuffled slowly, painfully. His clothes were torn to shreds. He was bleeding everywhere, terribly swollen and a dirty yellowish black and purple from head to toe. The man's head was down. He made no attempt to look at anyone. He had been through so much than the day's beatings. His body was ripped and torn everywhere. This sounds like Jesus on the cross here. Hell cuffs appeared to almost have severed his wrists. Strap marks still wound around his arms all the way to the shoulders. Slivers of bamboo were embedded in the bloodied shins, and they were what appeared to be tread marks from a hose across his chest, back, and legs. Fidel smashed a fist into the man's face, driving him against the wall. Then he was brought to the center of the room and made to get onto his knees. Screaming in rage, Fidel took a length of rubber hose from a guard and lashed it as hard as he could into the man's face. The prisoner did not react or even cry out or even blink. Again and again, a dozen times, smashed the man's face with the hose. He was never released. Air Force Ace Major James Kassler was also tortured by Fidel for days. On end, during June 68, Fidel beat Kassler across the buttocks with a large truck fan belt until he tore my rear end to shreds. For a 3-day period, Kassler was beaten with a fan belt every hour from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and kept awake at night. My mouth was so bruised that I could not open my teeth for 5 days. After one beating, Kassler's buttocks, lower back, and legs hung in shreds. The skin had been entirely whipped away, and the area was bluish, purplish, greenish mass of bloody raw meat. So that's the treatment at the Hanoi Hilton. And Hanoi Jane should have been hung for her treasonous acts and going there and denouncing the Americans. She should have been shot a long time ago as a traitor. She should have got Old Sparky but we're not a nation anymore. We're split in two, and the majority is now ruling, a patriotic minority. We are outnumbered. That's why everybody's playing tiptoe through the tulips. Estade also had the audacity to claim that the Vietnamese were unaware of the Cuban program. The Cuban program was evaluated by two Department of Defense POW missing personnel officers. One day, I'll bet you an American comes out of none. There's going to be a lot of guys ashamed that somebody survived. Chief Analyst Robert Testotti and Chuck Tobridge, in an email to Commander Chip Beck, an intelligence officer at the time, was working at DPMO, Testotti said that he had concluded that the Cuban program was nothing more than a program to provide instruction in basic English to Pavan North Vietnamese Army personnel working with American prisoners. According to Testotti, it was an English language program that had gone awry. The study also had the audacity to claim the Vietnamese were unaware. It sounds like the study was a POS of the highest order. And it was stopped. This Cuban program was stopped once the Vietnamese found out that Fidel and the others were torturing the American prisoners. However, the evidence that the study stubborn in compiling the report to Congress belies his assertion. It is very clear from the POW debriefing reports that the camp commander, the lump, and we would like to have the lump too, and why not pay money for him? Let's see what the price for the lump is. Wouldn't you like to see the look on his face when he reports to his commanding officer? And he says, "Lump, we're turning you over to the Americans. We just made $10 million on you." The lump guards and various other Vietnamese cadre were present during the torture sessions. Okay. The Stott also professes the Vietnamese explanation is plausible. What a rat. What a rat, and fully consistent with what we know about the conduct of Cubans in question. The Stott asked the Vietnamese communists, and this is what they told him. They are the very same people who broke every agreement they made with the United States and who systematically murdered over 80,000 political prisoners after the communist takeover of South Vietnam in 1975. We didn't just lose a helicopter over there, huh? A military historian once told Commander Peck not to underestimate dumb, and Beck and Destat would have to be brain dead, however, to be that dumb. So, the Cuban program, somebody should open it up. Where are valiant congressmen? Documents reveal the Cubans not only tortured and killed a number of American POWs in Nam, but they may have taken several POWs to Cuba in the mid-60s. The POWs, mostly pilots, were reported imprisoned in Las Maristas, a secret Cuban prison run by Castro's G2 intelligence service. The source of this information reportedly was debriefed by the FBI. However, this debriefing report was not in DPMO's report to Congress, and no evidence has surfaced that there was any follow-up. One intelligence source reportedly interviewed Fidel, Chico, and Pancho after they returned from Hanoi to Cuba and said they claimed that their real job was to act as gatekeepers to select American POWs who could aid international communism. So, that's only one article on this. Cubans were heavily involved in the Nam War. Cuba has a large contingent of combat engineers, the Girón Brigade, that was responsible for maintaining a large section of the Ho Chi Minh Trail. And our president is sucking their toes. And the Democrats are rubbing their greedy hands together because they want a piece of the Cuban economy. Yes. Cuban torturers are hiding in Florida. This is February 16, 2003. They probably came over with the Mariel boat lift. Okay, this is WorldNet Daily, a special criminal investigations unit in the U.S. Department of Justice. Forget about it. There's no justice in the Department of Justice. Now, two notorious Cuban nationals suspected of participating in a brutal torture program conducted against American POWs in Vietnam are hiding in southern Florida. A public affairs spokesman for the Justice Department declined to comment. I love these guys, man. Oh, that's classified information. How about Hillary's server? Oh, that's all classified. A public affairs spokesman for the Justice Department declined to comment. Other sources knowledgeable about the manhunt said the search efforts in the past few months have included areas in Georgia and South Carolina, and they're interested in a Cuban named Cappy, who once took extensive military training in the USA, including parachute training in Georgia. Commonly referred to as the Cuban program by the Pentagon's DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, which is also said to be involved in the manhunt, the Vietnam torture program was carried out from late summer 67 to the last quarter of 68 at the Kulak prison complex located 2 miles southwest of Ho Lo, a village on the outskirts of Hanoi. It was called the Zoo. And then it repeats the same thing I read you before from the other article. The hunted Cubans, never identified by their actual names while in Vietnam, were dubbed Fidel, Chico, and Garcia. I already told you that. And then, in 74, the CIA told the Pentagon, which I have very little respect for, and I say a prayer, and this week especially, those guys who were tried under the political correctness rule of premeditated murder on the battlefield. And they were tried and convicted by officers with no combat experience. And all their cases should be reopened. And their families should be given compensation, be put on a breadline, and denied benefits. Their wives and children did not commit a crime. They are innocent and should not be punished. They should be taken care of by the military that has an obligation to take care of them. In April 74, the Seattle, Chico might be a Cuban named Juan Villegas, although the agency was uncertain about Villegas' first name. CIA said that Villegas was an employee on the Cuban Department of State Security who had been educated at Tulane University in New Orleans in 1958 and 59. You think he might have known Lee Harvey Oswald? Other intelligence reports from the DIA reveal that the Cuban nicknamed Fidel may be a Cuban military officer named Major Casillo, I guess that's Casillo, Morse. DIA sources say that Morse was in Vietnam at the time of the Cuban program. CIA sources also revealed that Jen spent time in the U.S. in 56 and 57 in Miami, Tampa, and possibly Ohio, where he bought and shipped arms to Cuba. We got a lot of holes, man. We got chinks in our armor. 1999, former POW Michael Benj identified yet another high-ranking Cuban as possibly being Fidel. Benj was captured by the North Vietnamese during the Tet Offensive of 1968. He was held as a POW for over 5 years, spending 27 months in solitary confinement. Could you stand one day in solitary? One day in a black box, 1 year in a black box, and 1 year in a cage in Cambodia. And John Kerry testified against Nixon for going into Cambodia. Page later identified the man as Major Fernando Pacino Alegret. Today, Alegret is Cuba's Minister of Higher Education. Well, now that we're opening up the area, we could always send in a few hit teams to get a little, and we can make it look like an accident, you know. And get Hillary, she'll show you. The Pentagon investigators scoff at that and say they have proof that Alegret was, they have proof that Alegret was there. According to a March 1981 Washington Post article, he's one of the most wanted people in Latin America by U.S. intelligence services. He also worked covertly in Africa. Yes, the communists have their eye on Africa. Okay, so I wanted to give you a little idea of we're not getting any payback and we're giving our enemies comfort. That's not right. I'm going to dedicate this tune to all the pretty Republican women out there. Don't let those Democrat women scare you.
Let there be light, and there was light. Let there be earth, and there was earth. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please, let there be you. Let there be rain, and there was rain. Let there be heaven up above. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please, let there be you. You are the feeling of spring. You are the beginning of dawn. You are the meaning of everything. How could anyone go wrong? Let there be stars, and there were stars. Let there be moon, and there was moon. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please, let there be you.
Well done. And also a well done to O'Reilly for his killing Jesus. And what an appropriate time to release it. And God bless you, O'Reilly. I don't always agree with you, but I like your Catholic school loyalty. And I'm sure you do many good deeds that none of us know about. But isn't that the Catholic way? Never brag about what you do. Never let anybody know you're doing it. Yep, that's what the nuns would have told you as they wrapped your knuckles. It's only a hunch. But I bet you Starbucks, I call them Starbucks, discriminates against Indian people. It's only a hunch. I bet you if you walk into any snooty communist coffee shop like Starbucks, you won't find too many, if any, happy Diwali people working there. I bet you that that owner discriminates against them. He probably considers all Indians to be competition. It seems like one of the greatest segments in the melting pot USA is treated like second-rate citizens. Those humble and polite people go about their daily work. No one ever mentioned how Indian merchants are set upon by bullies who play the race card. Just look at that 300-pound thug, and that's what he was, a big, fat, mother-fletching, 110-pound, law-abiding citizen around, because he knew he could get away with it. He was a big, fat coward. Funny that the word thug is an Indian word. Thuggee, used to describe robbers and murderers, like the thug in Ferguson, Missouri, who not only stole a merchant's wages in the form of goods, the cigars are used to make blunts for weed whackers who don't have to work. Not only did he harm that decent working man's income, but he threatened his life. But it doesn't matter to thugs who burned an entire shopping center down while looting it. And the government is catering to them, just like that white guy on the train. And if you notice, the three guys that approached him and they set him up for a punch out. First question they asked him is, what do you think about the shooting of Michael, whatever his name was, the thug? And the guy says, I don't follow it. And then they knew as the train was getting closer to the station, they timed it to sucker punch him and then to stomp him. And he sat there covering his head and deflecting blows. And then as soon as the doors opened, they took off. And two of them are under arrest tonight. Yes, I wonder what they're going to get. They're going to get a story about that they're underprivileged. And they were out shopping for good dope. Yeah, which is almost, they were heading for Colorado for the festival. We're in trouble, man. I told you. It used to be the home of the free and the land of the brave, and now it's the home of the freaks and the land of the broke. Yeah. How'd you do? Did your 401k, is it climbing? Is your real estate investment, is it still recovering from the last government ripoff? You didn't realize how many people you were sponsoring for homes while you were trying to pay your mortgage. We're the American tax sucker. There should be no taxes after 40 hours a week. And it should only be on one job. And we need an 80% reduction in government spending and government size. This government is doing nothing for the people. Remember the 2 weeks that they blamed Ted Cruz for shutting down the government? Did you find it? Did you miss anything? Were you affected at all? The only ones that got affected were veterans and kids. The veterans were denied access to the World War II Memorial as punishment. Obama loves to flip the bird on America. Any day of the week, and every day of the week, he flips the bird to America. That's why he's negotiating with communists and fundamentalists from Iran who are hell-bent on destroying Israel. And they're going to destroy Palestine at the same time. If the Palestinians think they're going to survive a nuclear attack, that's like the bomb going off in Staten Island and not reaching Manhattan. Yeah. You got to wait till you get your wake up. Candy that you give away for Jew killing is going to be melted. Not only did he harm the decent working man's income, but he threatened his life, and it didn't matter to the thugs who burned an entire shopping center down. And they were black girls that had beauty parlor in there, and they begged, please don't burn my store down. I'm just making it. They didn't care. They didn't care. You know what her fault was? She had a job. She's the troublemaker. Divide and conquer. Playing the race card makes communism stronger in government. Not one person stood up for Indian merchants who suffer this problem daily throughout the nation, as do hardworking Orientals, whites, blacks, and Latinos. Divide and conquer. is in play and exploited by the communist media like CNN, ABC, CBS, and nothing but communist NBC. The Creed, I think Judas should be played by Joe Scarborough. I had never seen a Judas as grand as Joe Scarborough, who passed himself off for years as a conservative. Yeah, and you know what? I'll bet you he can get that 30 pieces of silver with a coupon. Divide and conquer is in play. The creed of this great nation has always been the strong must protect the weak, but the communists have convinced everybody that we're the worst nation on the face of the earth, while they starved to death 10 million Ukrainians and forced parents to eat their children. And that's what happened. You got to look into the extermination of the Ukrainians by Stalin. You got to read about that. You got to read about that horror. Do you know that Stalin killed 22,000 Polish officers when he liberated Poland? Do you know he killed 40,000 Russian officers? Did you know that he planned to wipe out all the Jews in Russia in 1953? He started with doctors because he thought doctors were killing Russians. But God gave him a stroke. And that was the end of the party. Do you know he faked a heart attack at a meeting of his top people, and he hit the floor, and some of his people said, "The devil is dead. The devil is dead. Let us form a new government." And he got up and he arrested all those poor guys that let their hair down. And you know where they went. Did you know Molotov's wife was Jewish? And when Stalin found out, he sent her to a gulag. And Molotov said nothing, continued to serve his master. The creed of this great nation has always been the strong must protect the weak, especially the unborn of all colors. Why are we getting Nazi reruns when the communists are overrunning the world? Why are we getting Nazi reruns? Who is taking the eyes off the prize? Why are we always being slapped away from looking in the right direction? The creed of this nation has always been the strong must protect the weak, especially the unborn of all colors, until we get back on track. We will continue to return to slavery as a broken nation. Like Lincoln said, a house divided cannot stand. We are the house divided, bigger than the Civil War. The next time you hear some communists talk about reparations for slavery, ask them how they intend to pay the white guys who liberated. After all, we had skin in the game, too. Just go to Gettysburg or Andersonville. I dedicate the above issue to the people of Kerala, who have the best mangoes. They just had a big Easter celebration coming up in Kerala. How do these people keep their faith when we, the super intellectuals of the world, can't cling to God? We look down on God. Crucifix? Not me. I'm a Grey Poupon communist. Yes. Home, Jeeves, and don't spare the horses. Okay, so I dedicate this to all the people of Kerala who have the best mangoes. Go Dunkin' Donuts, the policeman's friend, can always get help at the Dunkin' Donuts. But he can't get it at racist Starbucks. Juan Williams has fallen. I used to admire Juan Williams when other on Fox put away their flag pins. Juan was steady Eddie. I could turn on Fox any time, and there was Juan sporting Old Glory. Today, on the 20th of March, in the year of our Lord, 2015, Juan is naked, flagless. And I blame the loser of the free world, Obama bin Lenin bin Laden. Did you know Obama gave bin Laden 4 months to escape? That's how long it took him to make the decision to take him out. Obama, the loser of the free world, now reaches the communist goal of letting the UN run the USA. His first overt move is to join his fellow communists at the UN and destroy Israel. Don't be surprised to see what is left of the military him and his Communist Party have destroyed, wearing blue helmets and new UN patches, replacing the US flag he hates so much. See YouTube, Michelle Obama, all this for a flag. All this for a flag, YouTube. Have you met the new leader of the free world? He lives in Israel. His name is Bibi Netanyahu. Have you met the leader of the entire world? He is from Israel also. His name is Jesus of Nazareth. And I got a beautiful picture of the resurrection. Three crucifixions on a hill. And Jesus is standing on a cloud, and a ray of light is coming down through the clouds. Beautiful resurrection picture. I got it. I put it up, I think, on one of the previous shows. So having said that, we're out of time. And I'm going to have to do a tune on the way out. I got to find something nice, being that I was a nice guy tonight. Oh, this is a good one. You're going to like this one. This is for mothers.
Mary, did you know?
You think when you kiss the face of your baby, you kiss the face of God? Have a nice night, folks.